Gospel Contemplation for the Third Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Music is Arrival of the Geese by Chad Crouch in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed, but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. And become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to follow Jesus. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Sea of Galilee, or Lake Tiberias, sits in the northeast of the Holy Land, in the Jordan Rift Valley. It is 13 miles long and 8 miles wide. Can you picture it? It doesn't have to be geographically or historically accurate. Just imagine a very large lake. And imagine its shoreline. There are many people there, men, women, and children, bringing in the catch of the day, mending nets, selling fish, playing, running errands. Can you see them all? What are they like as they go about their day? What kind of day is it? Notice the sun or the clouds, the breeze or the still air. Place yourself there and feel the humidity coming off the water. See the birds circling overhead. Notice the smell of fish in the air, the sound of children's laughter, voices raised trying to sell fish. Take a moment to really feel yourself there. See a man walking along the shoreline. It's Jesus who has begun his ministry by picking up John's refrain. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Picture him in your mind this way, walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Sharing the good news, inviting people to repent and believe. See him interacting with the people he meets and their varied reactions to him. As Jesus approaches Simon and Andrew, where are you? Draw near so that you can hear their conversation. Listen as Jesus invites them to follow him. Notice how they react. Do they say anything to him? How does their interaction affect you? Follow along as Jesus encounters James and John. Again, observe the interaction. What happens? How does it affect you? Does Jesus say anything to you? Or what happens now? Let the moment unfold. Before you close your prayer, spend a few moments in conversation, either with Jesus or with Simon or Andrew or James and John, sharing your thoughts and feelings about what happened and listening to what they have to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.